The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as one has kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on, guys. Wake up a little bit. Okay, so when you hear the word love, what do you think? There she is. What do you think, Sky?
Hugs.
Hugs, yeah. That's a good one. When you hear the word love, what do you think? What do you think, Anders? Nothing? What do you think when you hear the word love? Nothing comes to mind when you hear the word love? No? Okay. So today we're going to hear that we heard the word love a lot in our readings. And so I want us to think about what that word love means for us and what it actually means for all of us together. And how big and how great God's love for us can be, bigger than anything we could ever think about. Okay? So let us pray. Lord God, continue to show us your love. Continue to show us new ways of seeing your love in our life. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen. Go in peace. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Whenever I really start digging into John texts, I often feel like I'm having a profound thought. And then I go, oh man, I didn't have that thought at all. It was the Reverend Dr. Caroline Lewis, who was my John professor in seminary, a profound theologian that she is, would say just these amazing things about John. And I'm far enough away from seminary that I don't necessarily think about it directly, but I have these thoughts and I go, oh no, I read it in this book she wrote. And she says, we need love. We need to be loved. We need to feel love. We need to express love. I believe that is at the heart of what it means to be human. And I believe that's why God made us, approaches us, and chooses to be in relationship with us. And so I was having this conversation with a member of another congregation whose parent recently passed away. And in this conversation,
it started rising up about how she was connected with her church community and how she felt this sense of love. And she has siblings, and I was like, well, how are your siblings doing? And she said, different. Because as the parents got older and they got older, they moved away from the church and moved away from a tight-knit community. But she stayed connected to church, stayed connected to this community. And it was in this time that she had actually realized how deeply necessary, how deeply tied in this love in her life, in community, was needed. So Jesus is with his disciples at the end before he is arrested, and he says, abide in my love. Abide in my love. And so what is this love? What is this love that Jesus is talking about? All this teaching, all this healing, this man who's about to be arrested and put to death. What is this love about for us? And he continues to go on that this love has something to do about loving one another as I have loved you. And so it's just not this sort of pie-in-the-sky experiment that's taking place, but this is love in action. Love with and around in day-to-day living. Love so deep that this term servant is changed. That no longer are these disciples seen as students or servants, but he says, friends, you're with me. You're one with me. We need some WD-40 for a door. I only said that because you laughed. But that there's this friendship that has boiled up with these guys who have been on the road together for at least 3 years. This deep abiding together. And it makes me wonder, how do we get there? How do we as a community get to this place where that happens for us? And so we get this sense of community. And what does it mean to be called into this community of love? And I think for us it starts in baptism. And I think we get this first sign of that change that happens while Peter is preaching. And Peter is preaching in Cornelius' house, and as he's speaking, the Holy Spirit comes down and practically kind of says, Peter, shut up. And the Holy Spirit takes over and goes in and dwells with everyone. And those who believe were shocked to see that even the outsider, the other, is brought into this group, is baptized by the Holy Spirit, is poured out. And then Peter says, right now, get to the water. We need to baptize you. And so he baptizes them, and that brings them in, and Peter continues to stay with them. So we've got this sense of God's abiding love with us. This abiding love where Jesus turns this sense of servant into friend. This abiding love where the Holy Spirit pours in and we are baptized into community. So how do we continue to live into this baptism? How are we abiding in this love in and with Christ, with the Holy Spirit pouring into our lives, into our community. I think it goes back to that story that I told you at the beginning. How are we living with one another in community together? And this is the part where preaching becomes hard, because I try to make my preaching really inclusive, but this starts to become an insider sermon. Like, these are words for us. And we want to bring everybody into this us. But there is this deep sense that in the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit is poured out into us. And that we become this community that sticks together beyond sort of the frailties of the world. And that when we're sick together. And that when we invite somebody into the community, they become part of the community. Even if they move to someplace else, we want to know how they're doing. And when they get sick, we hurt with them. We pray for them and with them. And so that this abiding continues to grow and build. But it's this abiding that I think starts at the water. This water that brings us in and makes us community. It makes us whole together, fully broken, but fully put together. And so how are we doing together? Just let the silence sit for a second. How are we doing together? How are we loving one another? How are we caring for one another? How are we praying for one another? How are we connecting to those who might be sick in our community? How do we continue to pull those sick people in, to let them know that they are part of this community, to let them know that they are loved, and they are continue to be deeply connected to us? And at the same time, this abiding in Jesus is actually filled with joy and happiness as well. It's not just the sad times, but it's also the times that we have reasons to rejoice together. When our kids do great things and we can talk about it in community together, like I have with Emily several times, and with Matthew, and as Sky gets older. It's this place where all of us can connect with students who are having hard times but are also achieving at one of the greatest universities we've got in this country. And so that we can rejoice with them. And so what does this abiding really mean? And it becomes this thing that almost can't get an easy definition, because it's constantly growing, constantly moving, constantly developing around the way that we live out community together. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the waters of baptism, as the Holy Spirit is poured out into our midst, continue to abide in Christ's love. Continue to hear that you are now friend, and live with one another in that ever-changing, ever-moving, abiding love that is with us now and will be with us always. Amen.